1 Corinthians 10:13 reminds us that God is faithful in the middle of temptation. He will not abandon you. He provides a way of escape so you can endure without giving in. That escape is not always dramatic. Often, it is a simple decision made at the right moment. The way of escape might be closing the browser, walking away from an argument, leaving your phone outside the bedroom, calling an accountability partner, removing access to a temptation, opening scripture and praying before the temptation grows stronger. God provides the escape, but we must choose to take it. That is why it is wise to prepare before temptation comes. Start by identifying when you are most vulnerable. Complete this sentence. I am especially vulnerable when, it may be, when I am tired, when I am tired, when I feel rejected, when I am alone late at night, when I am bored, when I am angry, when I feel unappreciated. Next, identify the inner message temptation usually tells you. Perhaps it says, you deserve this. No one will know. You can deal with it later. This is the only way to feel better. Then ask what desire is underneath the temptation. Are you seeking comfort, approval, control, escape, pleasure, rest? Naming the desire does not excuse sin. It simply helps you recognize what temptation is promising. Now bring scripture into the conversation. Choose one short truth you can remember when temptation comes. For example, God is faithful. There is a way of escape. I belong to Jesus Christ. Walk by the Spirit. Draw near to God. God's word helps redirect your heart and mind back to Him. Next, decide on one immediate action. Be specific. Instead of saying, I'll try harder, say, I will leave the room. I will shut off the device. I will call my support person. I will go for a short walk. I will remove access to the temptation. Temptation grows stronger in secrecy and passivity. A simple physical action can interrupt the pattern before it takes hold. Also, identify a trusted support person. Choose someone who will encourage both grace and accountability. This may be a mature Christian friend, pastor, mentor, spouse, counselor, recovery leader, or another qualified professional. Your message can be simple. I'm facing temptation. Please pray for me and remind me to follow my plan. You do not need to tell everyone everything. But you should not allow secrecy to control your life. After temptation passes, take time to reflect. Ask yourself, what triggered it? What lie did I believe? What escape did God provide? Did I take it? What boundary needs to be stronger next time? Review is not about condemning yourself. It is about growing in wisdom. Worksheet 8.4 will help you create your own temptation script and way of escape plan by identifying your vulnerable situations, common thoughts, biblical truth, practical escape actions, and support system. Remember, planning ahead is not a sign of weak faith. Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray so they would not enter into temptation. Healthy boundaries are an expression of wisdom. Removing access is not failure. Asking for help is not spiritual defeat. Practice this truth. This temptation is real, but it is not my master. God is faithful. He has provided a way of escape, and through the Holy Spirit, I can take the next faithful step. You may still feel the temptation after taking the escape. That does not mean it failed. God's promise is not that temptation disappears, but that He gives you strength to remain faithful. Take the exit. Stay connected. Receive God's grace. Keep walking with Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness in every temptation. Help me recognize my vulnerable moments, remember your truth, and take the way of escape you provide. Give me wisdom to set healthy boundaries, humility to seek support, and strength through your Holy Spirit to take the next faithful step. Amen.